views and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prues. If you want to call in to today's show, ask a question of myself, the guest, or interject a good opinion, or just an opinion, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. Today's a Tuesday. It's a politics day. So I dragged in the studio with me the force, the whirlwind from across the hall.
Yes.
Melissa Burnett.
That's
how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. School board member.
Yes.
Melissa Burnett. What seat do you occupy?
Seat D.
Seat D as in David.
Yes, seat D as in David.
As in most of my grades in school.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Most of mine till about junior year too. I did. I had some teachers in junior year that man really turned some things around for me. So.
Good.
Yeah.
So you've been there now 2 months.
Yep.
And you start lifting off the lid.
Mm-hmm.
And start viewing the stuff. You haven't seen it all yet.
Not all of
but
it.
But you're starting to get an
yeah.
idea of all the things that are there.
Yes.
Now. Your personality is you're quite proactive.
Yes.
And
some say aggressively so.
That, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. And you know, and I would say that now is a time where the school board needs that.
Yes.
Because for the last 10 to 15 years, there has been a declining education system in here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the type of person to come in and go into fixing it.
Yeah. Like to refer to myself as a okay, knock it off, let's get to work kind of person.
Yeah. Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
Yes, full speed ahead.
And
knock it off.
We're not having any frills.
No, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not here to put rainbows and sprinkles all over your cupcakes. I'm here to get to work and make a difference.
So as I walked in this morning before I grabbed you, what's the first thing I grabbed your conversation? Oh, I need Burnett in the studio.
Yeah,
today.
You grabbed that paper. I almost threw that paper against the wall the other day.
Alaska Journal of Commerce, the front page. Dunleavy's budget proposal includes a $3,900 dividend, comma, no increases for educational funding,
mm-hmm.
and a climate proposal.
Uh-huh.
So you, it's not that you're only involved in one of the three things. Right?
Yes.
I don't see you in climate change.
No.
And dividend, we all like one.
No, we all like the dividend. But my big issue is that funding. So here's the thing with that. That actually really irked me when I read that the other day. And I probably went on a 10-minute tirade out in the lobby. And my poor coworkers were like, settle down, Burnett. But, you know, a month ago, when Dunleavy got elected, he put out his proposals for fiscal years of 23 and 24 and what it all consisted of. And he was promoting all this education funding,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, fund education, look at the BSA. And I was like, yeah, okay, we're going to do this thing. And me being the person that I am, who's, you know, proactively aggressive, I also know that Dunleavy is a big fan of his own Facebook page, and he reads it, and he reads the comments. So I commented, are you really going to, or are we going to flat fund this thing again? You know, like, that was my question. And then this comes out. And so I expected it, but I'm still disappointed because our schools, not just here in Fairbanks, but our schools statewide.
You know what I like about you?
What's that?
You're passionate about what you get into.
100%.
Now here's the governor's, you know, 40,000 foot view. You're at the 5,000 foot view.
Yeah.
Revenue crashed.
Yeah.
They're a $1 billion deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, if I'm the governor, okay, Fairbanks, Anchorage,
yeah,
Kenai, Juneau,
yeah,
education is on you.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. So what are you going to do in those areas to fix the things that you did?
Yeah.
Besides pray for me to increase the base student allocation.
I pray for anybody who comes at me with the things you did. I didn't do this, but yeah. I did step in to fix it.
Yeah.
You can't really, you can sit there and point fingers all day on who did what, how, when, where, why. You can do that all day. Bottom line is we are where we are. And we cannot forget about our children.
No, you cannot.
No, you can't just throw them to the wayside and said, well, there's been this waste and there's been this, so we're not going to do anything. No.
And
no.
Let's look at it this way. Let's look at the beginning education with the end product.
Mm-hmm.
The better education, the more education a person has,
mm-hmm.
the better in productivity as a person they
yeah.
are, and less
the better adult they are,
and the less social costs they are.
Yeah.
100%. In so many ways.
Yeah. You know, we have students right now that I've actually in the last two weeks, I've met with a few teachers, I've had a few meetings, where they're looking at me saying there are students that they are really worried about being a drain on the social system, which means they're worried these kids are going to go to jail. They're worried these kids are yeah. not going to be good adults because the education system has been failing them. And I can see that, but here's the thing. We can't keep looking at, well, the system's failing, the system did this, and they did that. We have to charge forward.
Well, also, I can say on the good side, you know, there's you have a balance sheet now.
Yes. Yep.
And on the good side, you and a few others are removing the school district from social policy implementation.
Yes. Getting back to what matters, which is yeah. our children's educations. We spent a lot of time worrying about the social constructs instead of worrying about the education. Well, now the yeah. education is failing.
It's failed.
There you go. It's failed. Pretty
much. So, you know, I look at this as a house remodel.
Yes.
And you're the contractor.
Yeah.
yeah. You're coming in.
Hammering it brick by brick.
And it's going to take you a while mm-hmm. to take a look at the house and remove what's bad, what yep. needs to be updated, what needs to be remodeled. And then you have to install
yep.
the new and see if it works.
Yep.
And that doesn't happen overnight or over a year.
No, and, you know, we have to look at it from the beginning. So right now, you know, it's January. Our next meetings are coming up next week, mm-hmm. Tuesday and Wednesday, and we're going to start having budget thrown at us. The committee will come to us and say, here's what we have. Here's what the budget looks like. Now do your will with it. You know, go through with it. See what you want to take out. See how you want to go at it. We got the superintendent search. All these things that are coming. We got legislative session. That's going to be big. So all we can do right now is look at the budget, try to fix it, go to legislative session, ask them, you know, and I'm hoping that this year's session so I got on legislative committee and like you said, I'm proactively mm-hmm. aggressive, and I have a lot of.
Did I really say that?
I have a lot of friends there, you know, in Juneau, and I'm looking forward to be able to go in front of them and be like, "Look, here we are. Here's the plan. Here's where we're looking at."
Yeah, you got to have a plan.
Yeah, oh yeah, 5-year plan is what I'm looking at.
To get a difference in income.
Yeah.
They want to see what your changes are.
Even if they say no, even yeah. if, which is what I'm expecting, you know, I mean, the state's going to
stay with the plan.
Yeah, stay with the plan and prove to them, like, look, just because they say no don't mean they won't change their mind at some point.
Yeah, and you're setting up for the next year.
Yeah.
And the next year.
All I know is that we can't continue on the way we have, and we got to make some drastic changes, and some drastic changes are coming.
Fairbanks, with that, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. And we will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off Chena Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331 or online at midnightsunatvtours.com.
Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies every Saturday at 5:30 on KFAR Radio with your host, David Pruse, discussing everything food in Fairbanks, from awesome recipes to all of your favorite local restaurants. Brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies and go to the archives page of KFARradio.com to listen to any past episodes. Fairbanks Foodies, Saturdays at 5:30 on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Let's face it, life can certainly bring accidents our way. Whether it's a vehicle accident or a bad fall on the ice, your injuries can range from mild and temporary to a life of chronic pain and disability. If you find yourself in that situation, call Jason Wiener and Associates. This outstanding group offers five attorneys with decades of experience. Get the facts and opinions that you need and solid advice so you can make informed decisions. They will design a retainer agreement that works for you and your case. Make sure you are represented by the right attorney. Jason Wiener and Associates, 907-452-5196.
Weather brought to you by Vitus Energy. Vitus Energy was born in Alaska. Vitus Energy provides superior service and very competitive pricing. Find them on Facebook or see them online at vitus-energy.com.
KFAR weather.
Mainly cloudy skies today with highs around 4 above. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 3 below. Overcast skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 5 above. Overcast skies Thursday, decreasing clouds by Friday. Near zero Thursday, near zero by Friday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Melissa Burnett in the studio here with me. Now, before we get into tough decisions that you would be looking at, how many elected officials are there on the school board?
We have seven. We have seven of us.
So it takes four.
Yeah. It takes four to make anything happen. And we do have a moderate to left-leaning school board.
Mm-hmm.
So makes things a little bit more complicated, but not really. Our board now, I'm actually very optimistic and very positive about the direction we're going and the members that we have. We all agree that we need to get to work. We all agree that we are in a situation that nobody has ever been in before, and this is precedented times for our school district,
mm-hmm.
and some big decisions
across the state. You're not alone.
Yeah. And we're not. I mean, look at Anchorage. They're $60 million in debt. I mean, it's
in the hole.
Yeah, and it's...
That's not in counting their debt.
No, it's insane. You know, we're 16 million is what they're looking at. When we do cut, I do expect something to happen with FEA and ESSA. I do expect something to happen with those negotiations and the mediator. So that'll bring it up even more. You know,
yeah,
that's
they're going to get an increase.
They're going to get, well, exactly. You can't tell them no. You've got to be fair to our teachers. You got to be fair to the support staff. You got to be fair to everybody. And while we don't have it,
but what is affordably fair?
Exactly. What is affordably fair? We're looking at them and telling where the school district has told them, look, I don't know what we can give you. Now everybody deserves something. So that's,
how about a job?
Yeah, well, you know, that's why there's an impasse right now, and that's why there's a mediator coming in. So I do expect with the mediator something to happen. So I'm just...
Have him choose what he's going to shut down. Yeah, you're the mediator. If you want to give him a job, if you want to give him an increase,
yeah.
Okay, now you tell us where we shut it down. And he's going to say, I don't have to do that. You just have to figure that out.
We have to figure that out, yeah. And that's where it gets ugly, and that's where the torches and pitchforks come out.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say what we're going to propose yet because we're just now going to be getting our budget.
Yeah.
But I can say that downtown will be looked at. I can say that schools will be looked at. Staff will be looked at. It's
extracurricular program.
Yeah.
Everything is on the table.
Everything. There's not a single thing that's not. And that scares me. That scares me big time because I have three children in the system who love their extracurriculars, who, you know, benefit. There are children everywhere who benefit from hockey. They benefit from choir. They benefit from art programs. They benefit from all of this. And I might have to take it away.
Yeah.
You know, everyone.
Again, you didn't cause the problem.
No. No, but I do want to fix it. Yeah. And it's going to be tough and it's going to be an uphill battle. And I'm looking at this as a 5-year plan. It's going to take 5 years to unscrew what has been screwed.
To remodel.
Yeah, to remodel. There you go. Those are better words.
Use the term remodel.
It's going to take 5 years to remodel this thing, but but it's possible. Mm-hmm. With the board we have right now, it's definitely doable. And everyone is in the same mindset that, look, okay, we got to work. We got to get along. We got to work together. And we need to do what's right for our kids. And so that's where we're at. It's going to be complicated and it's going to get hard. And we have a lot of big nights coming up. So time for a remodel. I'm ready for it. It's
well, guess what? That's why you ran.
That's why I ran. Yeah. Exactly. You know, I need a mom to come in and say, hey, all right, guys, let's go.
You did not run to keep the same thing going in place.
No, it actually makes me emotional to think about it. You know, you run for an office and a lot of people come out of the woodwork. They're like, well, you did this, you did that. And that is something that it's like people need to realize, no, not even the board from last year or year before that did it.
Yeah.
This has been a process. This has been something that has been happening and accumulating over time. And there is no direct pinpoint to it. All you can do is say, look, okay, I can agree with you. Things were messed up.
It's a death by a thousand cuts.
100%. 100%. 1,000 paper cuts, and it sucks.
It's painful.
It is painful. Yeah. It's, you know, and looking at next year and what might not be available for our students, that's painful to me.
Yeah.
And in a perfect world.
So you have to start putting priorities and orders in place. Yeah.
Our priorities are
education.
Education.
Period.
Yeah. We got to teach them to read.
Yeah.
Our kids
and
can't
math,
read.
Sciences, yeah.
Well, and what's crazy is our kids really cannot read, and you see that all the way up through high school.
Yeah.
You know, they're failing biology. They're failing science. They're failing health class because they can't read and understand the material that's put before them. So we've got a massive issue. I am looking forward to this whole implementation of the Alaska Reads Act and that going into full force. From what I understand with the Reads Act, not as many districts signed on as we thought that would. So there will be some more funds available, which that's everybody loves that, right?
Yeah, if you're not in, we get your money.
Yeah, if you're not in, we get your money.
Who didn't sign in?
I don't have that information.
Okay. Were the unions against that.
100%. 100%.
It takes control away from them.
Yeah, but we're in a situation where our reading is pretty dire, and so this is
had to be changed.
Yeah, had to be changed, and this is a way to look at it and go in a positive direction. You know, we all have our questions, but you can't scrap something away until you at least give it a try. So I'm excited for the implementation of it. We're looking at the ELA this year. And
the ELA is an acronym for?
For English Language Arts.
Okay.
So we're looking at...
Thank you for this, you know, educated but unknowing people.
What's funny is
you're using those big terms on us.
Yeah, so what's really funny is at the beginning, you know, some of the other fellow board members like Brandy and I joke all the time, and I'll text her or I'll call her and I'll say, hey, I need help with the teacher speak. Because but I'm learning all of it, and it's definitely been fun. But yeah, so we're looking at our ELA, our English Language Arts. We'll be getting new books for that, and it's all covered. So that actually, we won't have to worry about money for that. That's all covered by Alaska Reads.
Yeah.
So we'll be charging forward with that, and that'll be exciting. Anything that helps our kids is exciting to me. So
yeah, and you know, you have to sort of put in your windshield.
Yeah.
Not in your mirror.
No.
You have to put stuff in your windshield where you're going.
Yep.
And the positive of it.
Yep.
And knowing that getting there, you know, you might get a flat tire here and there.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's going to be a process. It's going, you know, the next year, the next 2 years, the next 3 years. I don't think we're going to see any definite big time changes for till maybe 3 years down the road.
Yeah.
But the changes we'll start seeing. By the time it comes back around for my reelection, you will start seeing.
Oh, you're already running for reelection.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love our children.
You're in.
I'm in. I love our children. Yeah. I love our teachers. Meeting with a bunch of them over the last few weeks it's so just amazing to listen to them and see them talk about our students.
And who made you do it?
Me.
No, who no, made you?
You. This is all on you, Bruce.
I'm sorry.
It's been like 3 years or so, but you know, it's no. I'm very thankful to you for pushing me in this direction, because that's what it usually takes, is someone to nudge. You know, hey, you might be really good at this. Like, you
sometimes
should try.
I'm a finder and a minder. You find really good people and put them in place. And
yeah, it's how I got my job in radio. Yeah. Ken VMAX, he found me and put me here. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm very thankful.
He is so good. Oh man, you know, I saw him go into his office yesterday. I said, "Stop, hold it. I've never seen you in there ever.
Yeah, ever.
You
know, he is ever. Always in a studio.
Yeah, you know, that's his office.
Yeah.
So I had to, you know." Mark this moment.
He only goes in there to load music. That's all he does. Otherwise, you find him in the studio, and you know, you don't find a better mentor than him. He mentored me all the way up to this point, and then you came in.
He turned you loose. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you came in, and you've mentored me through the whole politics and running for office, and you even still, you know, you come in, and we'll have a quick conversation, you know, a couple minutes, and just discussing.
Sometimes I'm Dr. Phil.
Yeah, sometimes you are Dr. Phil. I actually like that.
Yeah. See this arrow here?
Yeah. Well, you know, you've been in it for a minute. You've been there. You've dealt with some of the things that I'm currently dealing with, you know, as a first time in politics person, and it's helpful.
What it is knowing how to deal with people.
Yeah.
And listening.
Yeah, coping mechanisms for when somebody, you know, what I'm learning right now is that when somebody comes and says, you did this, which I have had a lot of lately, I'm learning the coping mechanisms as they're not meaning I did this. They're meaning this. I'm part of the school district, which did do this.
So I'm in the mayor's office this morning, and I get a great phone call. And I have this elderly lady all mad about GCI.
Yeah.
And
that outage.
And the costs and this and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And what can I do as mayor about it?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
And I said, well, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. But what I can do is I can give you the phone number to them. I said, it's 1-800-800-4800. And there's a stunned silence. She goes, let me get that down. And she's just all happy. No, this is the most, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. And I said, don't ask me how I know that number.
But that's what it is, right? Yeah. That's what people are after. And you know that now. And, you know, you've been around the block a few times with politics. You know that people aren't necessarily coming at you for a solution. They just want
a path
to find that solution.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm learning right now, is that people are just looking for a path for the solution. And so, you know, I've got to remember that it's not me, but it was the school district. I am now part of that school district. And yeah, we screwed some things up. And now it's time to fix it. And it's time to remodel.
And it's not an easy remodel.
It's not. It's not.
And like I said, you have 7 people on your board.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be looking at different things, and you need 4 people at each thing you look at.
I'm hoping that we can get all 7 of us on the same page every single time. I know that's a lot to look forward to, but it can be done.
That'd be a good working board. That's good consistency, continuity, and trust.
Yeah, and that's what we're building for. So we've got a lot of retreats. We did a day of a retreat.
You're not going to France, are you?
No, we say retreat, but it's you know, we go and sit in the boardroom.
I was going to say, do mani-pedis or pedis, you know?
Well, we...
Go down to Lavelle's Tap House?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
We had this lady that came up from Anchorage, and it was actually a pretty good thing about, you know, holding yourself accountable and things like that. So we're working as a board to build that trust together, and that's how you do it, so...
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. We have...
Some spin doctors.
So we found the person who puts in the bumper music. Oh!
Got some spin doctors today.
Oh, whatever that is, you know, but spin doctors. Jimmy Olsen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good song.
Okay, and then we're going to go to the Fox News, state news, some commercials, some weather, those things that I know. And if you don't like the spin doctors, call in. She's here.
I'm here.
Back in a bit.
coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Biden says the U.S., Mexico, and Canada can boost the region's economy by working together.
What we should be doing, and we are doing, is demonstrating the unlimited economic potential that we have when we work together and in the hemisphere, and to help the entire hemisphere.
The president is meeting today with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Mexico City. A series of atmospheric river storms have slammed California over the past several days. At least 14 people have died since those storms began last week, including two people killed by falling trees.
Many businesses and restaurants cleaning up today as the waves and the rain have taken a slight break. Another round expected on Wednesday and later in the week.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Capitola Beach, California. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
After almost 40 years circling Earth, a NASA satellite has plunged harmlessly through the atmosphere. The retired science satellite came down late Sunday. NASA said Monday that the Defense Department confirmed the satellite re-entered over the Bering Sea off the coast of Alaska. Officials have received no reports of injury or damage from falling debris. Late last week, NASA said it expected most of the 5,400-pound satellite to burn up in the atmosphere, but that some pieces might survive. Space Shuttle Challenger carried the satellite into orbit in 1984, and the first American woman in space set it free. The satellite was retired in 2005. And finally, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has appointed a former aide as chair of a commission that oversees oil and gas drilling in the state. Dunleavy's office on Monday announced the appointment of Brent Huber Sr. to the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. The appointment is subject to legislative confirmation. Huber managed Dunleavy's successful 2018 gubernatorial campaign and at various points was an aide to Dunleavy during his
streaming
first term.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com. Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies every Saturday at 5:30 on KFAR Radio with your host, David Pruse, discussing everything food in Fairbanks, from awesome recipes to all of your favorite local restaurants. Brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies and go to the archives page of KFARradio.com to listen to any past episodes. Fairbanks Foodies, Saturdays at 5:30 on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
We're talking men's health with Dr. Tony Nima from Fairbanks Urology. Testosterone boosters, do they really work?
We have several things to boost your testosterone. The most important thing is knowing where you're starting at, and then we make sure that you're at the right level. If you're not, we try something different until we find what works best for you. And whatever you're seeing on TV about testosterone boosters, we've got something better.
Find out more about men's health with Dr. Tony Nima and Fairbanks Urology now in their beautiful new location along with Fairbanks Clinic at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney.
Be prepared for the next winter power outage with your Honda generator from the Woodway. Keep your lights on as you back up your home's boiler and freezer. Honda generators are so dependable, so quiet, not to mention easy to use. Overcome winter's unpredictability with Honda generator dependability. Stop into the Woodway on College Road. Choose the Honda generator that's right for you and your household. The Woodway is your premier Honda servicing dealership. Power through winter the Alaskan way, the right way, the Woodway.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Melissa Burnett in the studio with me, and school board, seat D.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you talk about education, when you talk about a student in the school, it's based on curriculum.
Yeah.
Their education levels.
Mm-hmm.
Or what they're going to be looking at for their education.
Yeah, what they're going to be learning, what they're going to be doing in classes and stuff. And we got some things coming up with curriculum this year. So I got on the curriculum committee as well. We've got English language arts, but that got pushed.
ELA.
Yeah, ELA. That got pushed up due to the Alaska Reads Act and the funding, the grant for that. And so that's why that kind of got pushed in. But our major ones that we're looking at are health, PE, and then science, biology, and those. And health hasn't been looked at since 2008. It's not been updated in a hot minute. So
That's a decade and a half.
What I do want to say about it all is at the beginning of next month, the beginning of February, is when the curriculum will come to us, everything that they're looking at for next year and beyond. Our review period will start, and we will have a public comment period that we will put out there. We'll put it on Facebook. We'll send emails. The school district will make sure everyone's aware of it. But we will be starting public comment on this. So please be watching for that. Please be on the lookout, Facebook pages, newspapers. We're going to put it everywhere we can. Public comment periods are very important for our school district.
Yeah.
A couple of us were kind of disheartened at the public comment period with the superintendent search. Not as many came out as we thought that would. We're very thankful for those who did come out, but we would like to see more. We would like
input.
To see.
Yeah. Local input.
Local input. Community.
What's on your mind?
Yeah. If you don't agree with what we're doing, you don't like the books we're providing, come look at what we're going to offer and come put your 2 cents into it. That way we know what to bring forward and when it comes time for the curriculum committee to go in front of the board, then I have something solid to say, yes, I support this and we worked hard on this and this is good piece of curriculum. Let's move forward. So that's kind of what my job is. I'm not a voting member of the curriculum committee, but I will be the one that goes back to the board and vouches for it. So public comment period will be coming up next month. And that will be very important and key. So just make sure you're looking and watching and paying attention. I'll come back on here with you and let people know again. That way we can have our community input because it's very important.
You know, it's interesting when you have radio shows.
Yeah.
And you're an elected official. You can just bring this you can right, bring to, it right, right to it. There it is.
Yeah, and that's the great thing, too. And plus, radio is amazing anyway, right? Because we offer PSAs, public service announcements, and things like that. And
I know what the PSA is.
Well, some people don't.
Okay. Dumb it down for Dave. Okay.
Dumb it down for Dave.
Okay.
But, you know, we have these amazing tools at our hands, and this is how we get through to the community. We need community input, so we take it here and say, here you go. Here's your warning. Community input will be coming. And we need it. You know, I don't think there's enough of it. Our community says they want to be involved.
So what sort of curriculum items are you looking at, say, in biology?
New books, that's the big one. We're looking at new books. We do want to have new materials, a proposal to purchase new materials.
Are people trying to give you the Flat Earth Society?
No, there's no spaghetti monster, nothing like that in there.
Okay, just, you know, some people advocating that. You know, the school board isn't, are they?
No.
Okay, just want to make sure you're, you know, doing...
You're the first person I've ever thought that I've ever had bring that up, actually. That's kind of funny. No flat earthers that I'm aware of.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah, but just to increase to it, you know, when it comes to curriculum, I am going to put a lot of trust into the teachers. They're the ones that do it. They're the ones that come up with the lesson plans and teach the stuff. So our community input and our teacher input, I'm really looking forward to that because that's going to be my tool to know what is wanted and what we need for our students. So that's where I'm at with it.
You know, Fairbanks used to have over 15,000 students.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have, what, 10?
11 and a half to 12, somewhere around there. Yeah.
So you've lost a quarter to a third.
Yeah, we've lost some students.
We've had out-migration.
Had that, and then correspondence schools have come in.
Yeah.
There's a lot of options now, especially for homeschooling.
Yeah.
And that's, especially since COVID, has put a lot of strain on the school district. It's got to get competitive with our homeschool system.
I was going to say, it's forcing you to get competitive.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
And they're already starting. Best is already doing a few things right now that, you know, are blowing my mind.
Good.
And it's a good charge forward in the right direction for competitiveness when it comes to these other schools.
So you can take that as a lead to put into some of the stuff they're doing into your schools.
Yes. Yeah. And it's great to take back to the legislature, too. Yeah. Like, look, this is what we're doing with our homeschool program. This is how we're increasing it. They've got a whole building, which they've done amazing things with. I'm actually getting ready to go visit them next Friday. I'll be going and doing a tour of that building. Nordell Center. Yep.
Oh, Nordell Center now.
Yeah, Nordell Center.
Oh,
yeah.
My
it's
goodness.
Best homeschool building. Okay. That's where Best is. And they got other things in there. there too, and I'll be going and taking a tour of that and seeing what they got going on. And you know, I know a lot of people were really thrown off by the closing of Nordale and Joy, and that really put a damper on, you know, in the community, and people are really upset by it. But you should really see what they've done over there at the Nordale Center. It's amazing, and it's a positive good. It's a good thing.
I'd like to walk through there with you sometime.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I would appreciate that. I mean, there would be no better way to be involved with your community as well as mayor than to do that. So
it is in the city limits.
Yeah, there you go. You know, come see what's going on at the schools, what's going on at the Nordale Center. You know, it's, I think anybody should, if you have, you want to see what's going on, if you're a parent, you want to know what's happening, you know, make an appointment, call your school, talk to the principal, make an appointment to go tour it, you know, that they are very welcoming.
Yeah.
And it's important for the community to know what's going on inside the buildings and in the system.
Hmm. Very true. We have a phone call.
Oh, cool.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio and your name is?
April Smith.
Hello,
oh,
April
it's April.
Smith. How you doing? Hello, April. You're there?
Oh, I think her phone cut out.
Oh, I just got on mute.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, well, operator error. Okay. I thought it was me. April, how you doing?
I'm doing great, actually. I just came. I heard you guys, two of my favorite people, chatting on the radio about school, which is one of my favorite topics. So I thought I'd chime in there and say what a great job Melissa's doing, getting acclimated to service on the board. And she's really been taking a servant's heart on that and working very hard.
Thank you, April. I appreciate that.
And here's what impressed me about this whole 40 minutes with Melissa so far, besides her being awesome and incredible anyway. But everything she discussed was in a positive format.
Yes. She's a positive member of the board.
Yeah.
So it's great having her there. I'm on my way home to North Pole from U Park.
Oh.
I just spent an hour dancing with kindergarten.
I'll be going there at 12:40.
So me being the facetious person that I am, when she goes, I'm going to U Park, and I go, what are you doing? Go close it?
No, Dave.
I know. That was our private conversation.
I was checking out the music, you know, and there's been a lot of drama in town about how the elementary school kids are not going to have music, and I just wanted the public to know music is alive and well. And I did a little hour of collaboration with the music and the PE teachers. So they had an entire hour because they combined their two classes of dance and music. And it was wonderful. And, you know, our teachers and Ms. Nicholson over there at U Park, it has great things going on. And the kids are still getting music. So.
You know,
wonderful.
You know, what's neat about this radio program is you can tell things that you're doing and tell also let people know that those rumors that you're not doing.
Yeah, definitely. That music's a big one. People come at us a lot with that. That's a big question that we get about music, and rumors just fly like crazy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if that's really cool that you got to go to that, April. I'll actually be going at 12:40. A few of us board members are doing it, and it's really awesome to see these kids just being in school, doing what they love, and to see the teachers doing what they love to do, like, it's so awesome.
That's what it works for you, and that's why you got the job.
Yeah. April, thank you for going to that. That's awesome.
Yeah, no problem. I took Anna, my little 3-year-old daughter, and she had a fantastic time. I think you'll be more bored than me. I chased Anna all around the gym for the last hour, so.
Nice.
Well, I'll let you guys get back to your conversation, but I did just want to call in and let the public know that I really appreciate your service on the board and what a real positive member of the board you are.
Thank you.
April, thank you for the phone call. You have a great afternoon.
You too, Dave. Bye.
In Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Did you know Italians don't eat bread as an appetizer? It's tradition for the bread to be used at the end of the meal to mop up the sauce on the plate. Good thing you don't live in Italy, because once our waitstaff brings over your homemade garlic bread, it is nearly impossible not to grab some immediately after smelling it. You can try to be Italian and save the bread until after your meal, or you can be yourself and eat it before, during, and after.
Geraldo's Italian Restaurant and Pizzeria. Say yes to garlic, say yes to Geraldo's.
Freeze your fat away without surgery or downtime with Cool Sculpting, an FDA-approved, non-surgical, cool way to treat muffin top, belly fat, bra, leg, and chin fat. The only Cool Sculpting in Interior Alaska is Solstice Medicine and Wellness. From your chin to your legs, don't just fight the fat, freeze it. Cool Sculpting makes fitting into your favorite fashions an attainable goal. You owe it to yourself to look your best. Call for your free consultation. Call Solstice Medicine and Wellness, 907-456-6334. 907-456-6334.
The 2023 Fairbanks Funny Festival is here, starring a dozen of Fairbanks' newest stand-up comics as they perform for the very first time Friday and Saturday night, January 13th and 14th at Goldie's, as they open for class instructor and headliner, the great Bill Dwyer. Plus, you can catch Bill Wednesday the 11th at the North Pole Ale House, Thursday the 12th at the Spur. These shows sell out fast. Get your tickets now at aktickets.com. Fairbanks Funny Fest, January 13th and 14th. Brought to you by Zach's at Sophie Station, Good Cannabis, and the radio station.
Weather this hour brought to you by Long Building Technologies. Call Long today to find out about a UV filtration and ionization system that will help reduce sick days in your workplace. 561-3044 or find out more at long.com.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today with highs around 4 above. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 3 below. High of 5 tomorrow. Temps near average Thursday and Friday with highs near zero to near zero. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Melissa Burnett, otherwise known as...
Rock Candy.
That's right. And who named you that?
You did.
And how did I?
I don't remember how that all went down. Something about maybe a hot, sticky, and sweet.
I was coming down from a real estate showing, listening to Montrose on my favorite radio station, right. The River, and here you were.
Yeah.
And you're playing Montrose, Rock Candy. Go, that's Melissa Burnett.
That's right. That's right.
So Fairbanks, I gave her a call. I said, guess what your new name is?
Rock Candy. I'm actually incorporating that into some new liners I got coming out next week. So,
yeah.
I'm excited.
So are you going to, what would you call it when you take that? That's your, you know.
That's my DJ name?
Yeah,
my DJ name. Oh, Rock Candy, yeah. Melissa in the morning.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I enjoy your show. I really do. And, you know.
It's very me.
Well, just looking at you from across the hall whenever I'd come in here, I could just see the focus.
Mm-hmm.
And anything you touched, there was no, I'm going to do this halfway.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Never.
And
I get that from my dad.
And then you combine that with an open personality with a little bit of attitude.
Click Bishop said, oh, girl, you got a fire in your tummy.
Yeah.
That's how he described
me.
And you
just start checking boxes.
Yeah.
You just start checking boxes. And then listening to you, it was always about the school and your kids' education.
Mm-hmm.
The school and your kids' education. And this is what they're doing. And this is what they're doing wrong. So Fairbanks says, "Hey, you know, Melissa, you know, there's this thing called the Fairbanks School Board. I think you'd be good at that." You know, and I don't want to do it.
No, I don't want public ridicule. No.
And then something happened. I don't know what it was. And bam, you were in.
Yeah, it was the amounting of a few different things. You know, I've got a son who's a type 1 diabetic.
Yeah, my kid, didn't want to bring that up.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
I knew that, yeah. And the way he was treated.
Yeah. There were some bad things that happened, and I'll never be quiet about that. But I want to make changes.
Medical discrimination.
Yeah, and that's not okay.
No, that's illegal.
Yeah, I actually sent an email when this all happened years ago and Gabornik was in charge. That was actually an email I sent to her about medical discrimination. Yeah. So, you know, I come into this not with hatred and not with like a vengeance towards anyone or anything about mm-hmm. it, but I want to fix it. I want to make it better so children with medical disabilities like mine can feel safe in school.
Yeah.
You know, that they have a place there too. What really got me about that whole situation, and not that I like to dwell on the past, but what really got me was, you know, my son was the kid that was getting the Cubby Awards. So they did the Citizenship Cubby Awards at Joy. He had multiple plaques on the wall about his good citizenship there. And, you know, all these things about him, all the certificates he would get and how great they, and then all of a sudden the diagnosis came and a little issue, and all of a sudden, he was all of a sudden the kid that no longer was even looked at. They wanted nothing to do with him. So I know that there are a lot of parents out there who feel that way yeah. and have felt that way. And
so you bring frontline scars.
Yes, frontline scars that I'm going to take and turn into a positive thing, and I want to fix it and help our students so that they all feel safe and welcomed at school, yeah. all of our students.
Yeah, and if you, so that's basically creating a very good learning environment.
Yeah. And that's what we need.
Yeah.
A good learning environment with teachers and staff who are supportive of the students and the parents are supportive of the students and the staff. And everything's great when it all works and it's not what we've had. And it's like, hey, maybe we should try this. We might like it. You know, I mean, what's it going to hurt? We might get along a little bit. Ouch, right? Ouch. We might get along a little bit. Ouch.
Oh, darn. I didn't want to do that.
That seems to be the temperature of the air lately. People don't want to get along. Well, they will find anything.
You know what? On the city council, we get along very well.
You do.
And it seems like on the school board, you're getting along a lot better.
Yeah. And I hope that, you know, within the next couple months that it'll be, look at the city council and look at the school board. Now, only if the borough could do that.
Yeah. And the legislature.
Yeah, and the legislature.
And Congress.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing when you don't have to have the same opinions. I mean, look at the city council, for example. You have so many different personalities there, just like the school board does, right?
Yeah.
And I adore every single person that you have on that city council. Every single one of them is an amazing person.
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of you has a different opinion. And at least three of you's opinions are way far away from the others. And it doesn't affect nothing.
No.
It doesn't. It's not a problem. You come in with something. You discuss it. What the other night you had like, 23 people that came in? And
last night.
Yeah. 23 people came in to discuss something. 23 people did not fight.
Yeah.
How amazing.
It was Fairbanks.
Yeah.
It was Fairbanks. And it was the Mancho Trucking Project, and a substitute was given for resolution that was much more polite,
mm-hmm.
not as critical.
Right.
And that substitute was given before testimony so everyone could take a look at it, to speak. And is Fairbanks in a nutshell, because I'm looking at neighbors from across the street on different sides.
Yeah.
Cousins on different sides.
Yep.
It was Fairbanks wrapped up. There it was. It was very polite what they're saying, what the people against it were saying, that we're not against mining, we're just against this trucking way to do it.
Yep.
And the people on the other side were saying, we hear you, and we're trying to take all the precautions now because we've heard you, and the trucks aren't 120 feet long.
And think of the jobs, and 100%.
Yeah, and we don't do it 6 trucks per hour, it's more like 2 to 3. And,
yeah.
And so 23 people.
Yeah.
And we were very efficient.
Yeah.
And a few questions were asked, but it was Fairbanks in a nutshell.
Yep. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
And I hope that that's the way we can get the school board.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we can get the legislature to be that way. Legislature to be that way. I mean, you know, it'd be great if we could all just, it'll never happen nationally, but you know, I mean, just, we all have differing opinions. We all have a way that we think this is going to work and a way that we think that this could be handled or that could be handled. So let's discuss it. Let's find the middle solution and let's charge forward.
Yeah. It was interesting because, you know, there was talk about postponing it, you know, get more input.
Yeah.
And then you find out, hold it. This is our third hearing on this. You know, we've had everyone
There's
talk.
There's been a lot of input.
And we're just going to have everyone come in and, again and have 23 people.
If only there would have been that much public comment on the road.
Yeah, and it's, my, it's basically I could read into that, you know, we should have some backbone.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know.
Charge forward and do it.
Yeah. Whatever it's going to be, it's going to be.
I mean, whoever did the project up at Steeson Airport, I mean, come on. There wasn't much public content, and they still charged forward, so.
And so the proper decorum in that building and amongst the council members. And you could see the differences of opinion, but just because there's a difference of opinion, there will not be any disrespect from of your opinion.
Yep.
None.
Yep. And that's where you need to be.
Yeah.
I'm actually thankful for the board this year, for the school board this year, because I believe that those personalities are now gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those personalities are now gone.
Yeah.
And so we got rid of that. And now all of us are like, okay, the harsh is gone. So now let's get along. Let's figure this out. We don't have to agree with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But
we have to work with each other.
We have to work with each other for,
so,
you know.
So, and what I like about the city council is we enjoy working with each other.
Yeah.
We really do.
Yeah. And that's amazing.
Sort of weird.
A little bit. Just a little bit. But hey, no, that's why we do this, right? That's why we serve on boards. That's why we run for things. Even as a first timer, it's why I did it.
Yeah.
Because that's what I have hopes of. We work well together. We enjoy working well together. We enjoy getting business done. And we will reap the benefits of it in 2 to 3 years. And that's where we're at. So, you know, I look forward to the benefits of all the hard work we're about to do. And in 2-3 years from now, I look forward to looking back and going, man, we did that. Look at where we were and look at how far we come. Maybe we might not have it all fixed. We might not even have a part of it fixed, but you'll be able to see the upward climb. And that's what I look forward to.
And I firmly believe that this school board has started that.
Yep.
And actually, it probably started a little bit last year.
Yeah. I think things were coming around.
Yeah, it's, you know, you had some good additions. And I think the first one was Samson.
Yeah.
You know, when he hit it, when he didn't run for re-election. But I really think that he brought a different perspective to it.
Yeah.
And a more of a hold it. What are our values? It's education. It's not social dogma.
Right.
Let that come from the house. We're here for education.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people came on there. Ms. Smith came on.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple other people last year. And then you came on.
Mm-hmm.
So a very good group. A very good group on there. And then you're sort of like you said, you're going to remodel or do some stuff across the street. Well, yeah, there's a remodel that needs to be done there.
Yeah, there's a remodeling coming, and it's gonna be crazy. But you know what? It'll be worth it in the end.
Yeah, and you know, take the politics out of education. Take the social preferences.
Yes.
Let that come from the house.
Yes.
Educate.
Yep. Let's work on our education. Let's work.
Don't
on...
Don't indoctrinate.
Yeah, exactly. Let's work on our education. Let's work on getting our kids reading properly and being able to do their math. And you know, when it comes to social stuff, I'm not saying that, you know, that can't be something that once the education is figured out that we can start thinking about again. But our education is failing because we put too much focus over here.
Yeah.
So we've got to fix the education. We got to get back to our basics. And people hate when I say that. But we got to our reading, our writing, our math. Like,
it seems like you also have to have consequences for unruly discipline in schools.
Yeah.
Not bad discipline, unruly.
Yeah.
Purposely unruly discipline.
Yeah, that also needs to
be
dealt with.
There must be consequences.
Yep, there's got to be, and we got to fix some policies and put that back into play. So,
well, you got about 30 seconds. How do you want to end it?
I just hope everyone has a fantastic week out there. The weather's going to get a little cold, so don't forget to plug in your vehicles. Don't forget public comment for curriculum is coming. Public comment will be coming for many things. We've got budget. We've got so much happening in the next 2-3 months. Please pay attention. We want your input. So please be watching your Fairbanks North Suburban School District.
Melissa Burnett. Thank you so much for being on here.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Fairbanks, you take care. I'll see you tomorrow. And I have the comedian Bill Dwyer on, who's up here for Funny Fest. And I'll see you tomorrow.